I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
Bunch of different stat leaders and player props for these first round NBA series that we want to take a look at in just a couple of minutes here on BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Chris Mack alongside Aaron Hawksworth and Joe Ostrowski. 2 minute drill in a couple of minutes. Maybe some of it reflects stuff we're getting from our friend Scott Smith's latest mock draft that was just released. He'll join us on Monday as we really take that final ramp up towards the first round of the NFL draft 6 days from now. Some early looks at the MLB weekend and the 2 minute drill as well. Before we get you to lightning bets, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at BetQL Daily. Today's poll is up. Are you going to spend your Friday night watching the Bulls and Heat and the Kings and the Pelicans? Aaron will, Joe will not. I might keep an eye on things, but you can vote right now at BetQL Daily on X. Also get the best clips from every day's show there. And download us as a podcast inside your Odyssey app. Anything you may have missed, including Michael Leboff's looks at the Stanley Cup playoffs and Harrison Sanford on the NBA playoffs earlier, you know you could take us with you live inside your Odyssey app as well. We didn't get to talk the one series that is not set yet in the Western Conference, guys, and that's OKC, the one seed, against the winner of tonight's Kings-Pelicans game. Game one of that series will be on Sunday. I imagine it will probably be, I don't know if it'll be an earlier game or a Sunday night game. We'll see how things shake out and how the networks want to assign those games. Who wants the Celtics game and who wants the Thunder game for Sunday? But here nor there, I think the Kings give the Thunder a decent bit of a push, maybe a six-game series. I don't think the Thunder really start to run into trouble until they get to the second round, regardless of who they face. I do think the Kings could be a little bit more trouble for them, Aaron. We talked about what could happen tonight if Keegan Murray goes off again, for example. There's always the Sabonis angle, of course. I think they handle the Pelicans, and if we're talking Kings-Thunder first-round series, I feel good about that not going seven and the Thunder taking care of business.
Yeah, and they seem pretty healthy too, the Thunder do. I probably won't be betting this series, you know, from a series prices standpoint. I love the Kings. They have a special place in my heart, but I would just do this one game to game. I'm not really interested in any series bets for this one.
Yeah, I'm sure the TV networks, whoever gets first pick or however they do that, yeah, give us Boston. Give us Boston and Chicago or Boston and Miami instead of OKC and New Orleans or OKC and Sacramento. Yeah, I think that'll be the play. I'm not 100% sure that Sacramento wins tonight, even with the Zion injury. New Orleans at home getting a point and a half. Everybody comes together. They could step up. Could Ingram be more what he was in the regular season, depending on his health? Like, for one night in the one-off, this is why you try to avoid this situation, Golden State Warriors. It wouldn't shock me if the Pelicans were victorious tonight, guys.
Yeah, if Ingram and McCollum are both on, I think that's a distinct possibility. You know, if they run the game, especially from the perimeter, occasionally slashing to the lane, I think that's that is a good possibility. And I think that's an interesting formula. If they do win and head to Oklahoma City, can they test the Thunder on the perimeter? We know what the Thunder can do inside, especially Chet, SGA. SGA can move, obviously, but that would be, I think, you know, I think I'm doubling back on myself now, and that may be the more interesting matchup between Sacramento, New Orleans against OKC. Although Sabonis against OKC's young big men inside would be something to watch.
If New Orleans advances, are we sure Zion's out for the long term? Like, what if they keep extending this? They could. They love to look at the schedule. Like, the first round's like almost 3 weeks.
Oh, it drags. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All the off days. All travel.
Do you think this spread is right? Kings 1.5 point favorites? Should it be more with no Zion?
I mean, it makes me want to bet New Orleans.
Oh.
Really?
Right?
Just like the whole narrative, they got to step up.
And I understand what you're saying. But that, like, why is it so tight? New Orleans took care of them in the regular season, for whatever that's worth. But there were also some games in that series where Zion wasn't, you know, just completely taking over the game. It was more Ingram. Right. It was more McCollum. So maybe we could see some of that. But, yeah, I understand what you're getting at. Before we knew about Zion, was it 1 or 1.5 the other way?
Yeah, I want to say it was. Yeah, before that was locked in. I've got to see McCollum and Ingram show up before I start to believe in New Orleans. I'm not saying they couldn't tonight, and they could tonight, and they could upset Sacramento at home without Zion. And then, yeah, you're right, Joe. That series dynamic against OKC becomes very, very interesting if it's, oh, we lost both in Oklahoma City, but we're coming home, and look who's back, and Zion walks out on the floor, and you know, everything changes maybe. But I'm not betting on any of that.
The other concern is once Zion was injured and left that game, the Pelicans just seemed deflated. And now that some time has passed, will they get up and do the whole, hey, we gotta, you know, rally together and get this win now that Zion's out? Or is it just like, oh man, we're in trouble here, and mentally they're not there?
I think it's fascinating how that half of the bracket lays out, because no matter what team it is going against OKC, there's been questions about their lack of experience in the postseason. Could we get an 8-1 surprise? Possibly, probably not, but possibly. And are we going to be looking at the 4-5 winner, the Clippers Mavs winner, to take down the winner of that 1-8? It's really interesting. Yeah. Could the Pelicans, if they shock people and take down the one, what if Zion is then back at that point with the hammy? And whether it's the Clippers or the Mavs, would they have a chance there? I mean, there's so many fun ways this thing can go.
I think for New Orleans, it's got to be Zion's back and he's healthy enough to look like the guy that he was down the stretch and for the first 3.5 quarters against the Lakers the other night. Plus, Ingram has to wake up and McCollum has to be there as well. Like, all three have to be there to get past the Clippers or the Mavs if they were to get that point. But yeah, that you're right. That side of the Western bracket is as wide open as really any other 4-team, 5-team quarter of the NBA playoff bracket, with things getting started tomorrow afternoon, which brings us to certain series prop bets that we like. Player angles, stat leaders, Joe. Harrison Sanford had some insight on a couple of these earlier when we talked to him. There are some interesting numbers out there. There was one that we were talking about during a commercial break like 20 minutes ago that we all liked, and then we realized we all liked it, and we went, oh, no, we all like it. Max Strus, +750 to lead the Cleveland-Orlando series in made threes. But I thought it was a good point by Harrison earlier when he talked about the poor spacing on the offensive side of the floor with Cleveland. Donovan Mitchell hasn't been 100% since I can't remember when, and maybe that's how Cleveland finds open shots against Orlando. It's Strus from beyond the arc, +750. It's a nice number.
It is a really good number. And if you look at the options for most made threes, that's a prop that I love looking at for series betting. The top three guys are all Cavs for good reason. Mitchell, Garland, and Strus. And yeah, shop around because you're going to see different prices. Some places you'll see plus 600 for Strus. Other places you'll see plus 750. But yeah, in this series of all the players, he takes the second most threes, only behind Mitchell, and he hits them at a decent rate. So yeah, I mean, that's what he's always on the court for. Strus, it's a show bet. Right, it'll probably go wrong in some way, but the value is there at plus 750. I think that's a pretty strong play.
Yeah, and I think it was not last year, but the year before, like, we were hearing Max Strus threes a lot. Like, he was really good in the playoffs, and I think that's when I was like, ooh, I saw the number. I'm like, I could see Max Strus, you know, having some good games here, and especially from three-point land, we know he's capable of it.
Since we're looking at those markets right now, Joe, total threes made, any other numbers that jump out at you? Like, Clippers-Mavericks series, it's Luka, a clear favorite at, like, $3, minus 295. Nuggets-Lakers, it's Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. is right there. There's nothing that jumps out to me there. But anything that you like in those markets?
Yeah, there is a few things, actually, that jumped out to me. I didn't see Milwaukee-Indiana listed everywhere, so keep that in mind. We were talking about DiVincenzo earlier. Yes, I like him, but I don't like him at this price. He's minus 175. They're the most threes in a series where you have a number of guys. Price-wise, the one that I do like is Maxey. Maxey's plus 440, and he averaged over 8 three-point attempts per game, and you know he's going to be on the court. So I think that's a pretty good look. Clippers-Mavs. Paul George attempts the most threes for the Clippers, about 8 a game, and he's 4-1. That's a pretty good look. I know you're going to be in competition with Luka. That's going to be tough to beat him, but because of the price, that's 4-1 with a guy shooting 41% on his threes. I would take a look at Paul George. If you want a long shot, Hardaway's 40-1. Let's see. Edwards takes the most threes for Minnesota.
Yeah.
6.7 per game. It's a good price at 5-1. That's something that I would take a look at. So that's kind of the range of the guys that really jumped out to me. All right, I never know where you sit on the Lakers. Like, sometimes you're giving them some support like you were today. The other day, you wanted to just kill them on everything. I never know what to do with you. There's a few guys in Lakers Nuggets that are ridiculously short. There's like three guys that are sitting there at 2-1. I would never bet any of them. I wouldn't bet anyone for this prop at that price. And then there's LeBron. LeBron takes over 5 a game. Can he end up with the most threes? It's 16-1.
Because I see a 17.
17.
Yeah.
Could he take a bunch of threes?
Mm-hmm.
He could.
On his own team,
are you asking him to make more than anybody else?
But look, yeah. Like Porter, Murray, Russell, they're all 2-1. I'm not betting any of those. But right. LeBron is up there, takes the second most on the team, fourth most in the series. Just because of the price, I'd consider it.
Okay. I'm all over the place on the Lakers, Joe, because I want to like the Lakers, but they make me hate them.
Why do you want to like
them? Because they're the Lakers. It's one of the teams from my youth. Like, you grow up in a non-NBA city like I have, you root for the storylines, right? Like, back in the day, you had Lakers-Celtics, and it became Lakers-Pistons for a hot minute. Then, obviously, the Bulls come around, and everybody's a Bulls fan. Like, that's just the way it went. So, growing up, I always wanted and then, obviously, the Shaq-Kobe Lakers. Like, I always want the Lakers to be good. I think it's better for the NBA when the Lakers are good. But at the same time, I don't know. It's not anything personal against LeBron. Like, I think LeBron at his peak, like I said before, I rooted for LeBron at his peak. Cleveland LeBron. I rooted for that story. LA
Which
LeBron?
Cleveland? Which Cleveland story? The early one or
Cleveland
the second
one? Cleveland 1.0. Cleveland 1.0. Oh, it was very easy to root for then.
Yeah, I never rooted for LeBron when he was in Cleveland. Never.
But, like, LeBron and the Lakers, I don't root for them. They just – that's it. That's what describes it. Ugh. That's what this
doesn't matter what you root for. It's going to be a short stay here. So
true. That's absolutely right. There's rebound leader markets, assist leader markets. I don't know if we like scoring leaders for any series as well, Joe.
Here's a different angle that I was taking a look at. So we're talking about injuries being a big story and what you can do at all these sports books. And I'm talking long shot bets is I made the argument. What if Embiid improves as the season chugs along? Like a couple weeks later, you know, 10 games into it, maybe he's getting his legs, getting his stamina. And then maybe the Sixers are winning more games. Like you can come up with long shot stuff where you would say, okay, Knicks get out 2-0, Sixers steal one or two, or you could say who's going to win each game. Only reason I bring it up is maybe there's an angle there, a team that struggles on the road, or maybe a team is going to get healthier later. Maybe the Bucks win games later in the series because maybe Giannis is out there, or maybe he never makes a return. So that's something I was taking a look at with all these injuries that we're dealing with.
Hawk, any other early looks?
Yeah, James Harden plus 195 for assist leader. I think there's value on him looking what he did in the regular season.
Good call. I like that as well. We'll mix in some NBA game one angles with some NFL draft questions, some MLB weekend bets as well in our 2-minute drill next right here on BetQL Daily.